New numbers show millions of people in Florida are still without health insurance, one of the highest rates of uninsured in the nation. Good Thursday morning. We're live from Studio 5 for First Coast Connect on 89.9. Thanks for listening. Hope you're staying dry out there. I'm Melissa Ross, and just ahead, we're spotlighting the life-saving work of Duval County's own Volunteers in Medicine, and we want to hear from you. How hard is it for you to get access to health care, insurance, seeing a doctor? Give us a call, 549-2937. Then later, a live in-studio performance from the Israeli band Yemen Blues. It's a preview of their upcoming show in Jacksonville. All of that and more ahead this morning. But first this hour, new numbers show that more than 2.7 million people in Florida are going without health insurance. That according to new data by the U.S. Census Bureau. And what's that mean? Well, it means that nearly 13% of this state's population last year was uninsured. And going without health insurance, either by choice or because you simply can't afford it, can of course have life-threatening consequences. Here in our area, getting access to care can be just as tough as in other parts of the state. However, one vital organization is doing incredible work to help the working uninsured of Duval County get that often life-saving health care. It's called Volunteers in Medicine, and doctors volunteer their time to provide health care to the working uninsured of Jacksonville. This morning, we're beginning the hour with a closer look at the work of Volunteers in Medicine and the state of healthcare coverage in Florida. Here with more, we welcome Jennifer Ryan, CEO of Volunteers in Medicine. Good morning.
Good morning, Melissa.
And Dr. Gerardo Colon Otero of Mayo Clinic. He's a volunteer physician at Volunteers in Medicine. Doctor, good to see you.
Good morning.
And here's our question to callers. Are you insured or are you going bare, as they say? Are you without health insurance? How hard is it for you to get access to care? Are you one of those nearly 3 million people in Florida without insurance? And how is that affecting you or your family, your loved ones? We want to hear your stories right now as we speak with Volunteers in Medicine. So give us a call at 549-2937. That's 549-2937. Or go online and send your emails to firstcoastconnect@wjct.org. Tweets to @MelissaInJax, or let us know your thoughts on our Facebook page. Well, Jennifer Ryan, you're CEO of Volunteers in Medicine, new in the position. First of all, congratulations to you.
Thank you.
And unfortunately, we're talking about some bad news. Florida is higher than the national average when it comes to the uninsured population. The national average is about 8.8%. In Florida, we're at nearly 13%. So the work of organizations like Volunteers in Medicine could not be more important. Let me disclose that I am involved in this effort. I am the December Woman with Heart for Volunteers in Medicine, and I've been tasked with helping to raise awareness and money for what you do. And I'm luckily wearing this gorgeous heart-shaped Heart of Jacksonville diamond necklace designed by Beards Jewelers all month to raise awareness, and more about that as we talk more. But first, can you explain why the need is so great in this area for the work of Volunteers in Medicine and how the model works?
Sure. Volunteers in Medicine was founded in 2003 by a local physician and nurse, Dottie Dorian and Dr. Jim Burt, when they saw that there was a dire need for health insurance in our community. Yeah. And health care. So we provide free care. We are a clinic downtown for those that are working that just can't afford health insurance premiums. Everything we do is free. And I think the challenges that we're seeing in access to health care in our community, locally it's 130,000 just in Duval County alone that are uninsured, is that a lot of times they may be able to afford some of the premiums that are offered to them, but it's the deductibles that are a little bit too much.
Right. And they can be really high. And
yes.
So people often, even with the advent of the Affordable Care Act, people just often make the choice not to get covered. They can't afford it.
Or perhaps they will get the premiums that are low, but they won't actually go to the physician because of the deductible. They're trying to avoid the tax penalty by having health insurance.
It's 549-2937, and Volunteers in Medicine works to provide health care to the working uninsured of Duval County, and they do it by volunteer work. Dr. Gerardo Colon Otero, you're with Mayo Clinic, and you, for years now, have volunteered your time at Volunteers in Medicine. So some of the best physicians in town are part of this, including yourself. Tell me about your work with Volunteers in Medicine.
Yes, I've been volunteering for the last 13 years, and it's part of our health disparities efforts at the Mayo Clinic, which I direct. We provide consultation services for our colleagues at Volunteers in Medicine. They have a full-time physician and a full-time nurse practitioner who provide continuity of care for the patients. They also have free laboratories, which are provided by St. Vincent's Healthcare. And the Mayo Clinic provides also the esoteric laboratory test results that these patients received. And they get discounted radiology services at VIM. So the care they receive at VIM is simply outstanding care. At Mayo, for the last 13 years, I've been going there, and we've been providing services to women who have abnormal mammograms or abnormal breast examinations. And then we bring them to Mayo, where we provide biopsy services and additional care, including surgery, chemotherapy, and subsequent care. For the last 13 years, we've served over 250 women who many of them had received the care right on time, which is essential for them to get the care right on time so the outcomes is good. And hopefully by doing that, we prevented them from suffering from metastatic cancer later on.
You've saved lives.
Well, the Volunteers in Medicine colleagues have, yes.
But it's this volunteer effort by physicians, Jennifer, that's making the difference.
We have over 230 volunteers each month at Volunteers in Medicine. It's amazing. And those are physicians. We have over 16 specialties that we provide. Everything we do is free. You can get glasses, you can get your prescriptions, the labs, as Dr. Clonatero shared. It's truly amazing, and I've heard from more than one patient that we've saved their life.
That is really incredible, and so many more people need this help. Just think of how many more people could be helped if you support Volunteers in Medicine. You can donate to them. They're a nonprofit organization, and it's all run by volunteers. So the only costs are the low administrative costs that this organization covers. Why don't you donate to them? Make it part of your end-of-year giving. Go to vim-jax.org, vim-jax.org. If you make even a small donation, you're helping the uninsured of this county. These are working people, mind you, people that work but cannot afford health insurance. You're helping them get life-saving care, a mother with breast cancer, a child that's sick. This is an easy way you can be part of the solution for this huge problem in our society. I am the December Woman with Heart for Volunteers in Medicine. So if you go to my Facebook page, you can donate there too. I set up a little donation widget, and I've raised some money already, so maybe help me raise some more. I am luckily wearing all month long this custom diamond necklace, the Heart of Jacksonville, designed by Beards Jewelers as a way to raise awareness for Volunteers in Medicine. I'm their December Woman with Heart. There's going to be a drawing for this necklace, by the way, in early 2019. So you can actually win it yourself if you like. We'll tell you about that in a moment. But first, let's go to Susan on the north side. Hi, Susan. Good morning.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Sure.
I'm someone who pretty well off, physician myself. So I've seen both sides of that with my own patients. And had sort of had never gone without insurance at universities covered. Then had Blue Cross Blue Shield for 7 years paying initially $300 first year. Then within a few months, it went to $400. Within a year, it went to $500. By the second year, we were at $600 to $700 per month. And I've never used the insurance with a $2,500 deductible. Essentially, had a breach. Had to look for other insurance. Blue Cross Blue Shield went at $1,300 with a $5,000 deductible. And it's like, I can't keep doing that. I've wasted all that money. I should have just put it aside and, you know, kept it in an HSA or something. It's just very frustrating. I tried to apply for a simpler insurance, but through their screening, because of my age, they determined I had some abnormal labs, and I was just qualified immediately. So I went from a plan that I could have paid maybe $400 or $500 for, no deductible, fully covered, PPO, to not having any insurance at this point.
Oh, man.
Not sure how well I'll be insurable. And I hear it on the other side with my patients every day. They struggle between eating, rent, and premiums on their insurances.
Yeah, and it's just, I'm so sorry, Susan, even you as a physician are dealing with this.
Right, exactly. And that's why I called in. It's not just, it's just a ridiculous amount of money to come up with as a deductible. So it's a deterrent to even use anything. I found even when the deductible was $2,500, if you second guess every thought about a cold or whatever, you're just not going to go do that. You just can't come up with that kind of money. The average person doesn't have it.
Yeah.
And like I said, paying $5,000, $10,000 deductible, which is what they're offering me now, that is, you're like, let me just save my money. Let me just take my chances.
I understand. And you're not alone, clearly. Susan, I appreciate you sharing your story. And here we have a physician who's dealing with this herself. So, Susan, yeah. Thanks for the call. So even physicians, Jennifer, make the calculation that they don't want to pay the deductible, which shows what a broken system we still have.
And I think that's, you know, an important point as well, is the people that we're serving at VIM are small business owners. They're people that are working. They just can't afford that amount like Susan was sharing.
Dr. Otero, what about that? Knowing that your fellow doctors out there themselves are struggling to get health care sometimes.
It's a huge societal issue. I think the fact that healthcare is so expensive and unaffordable for many of our citizens, of our patients. I have two of my children who are gainfully employed, but they pay more for their health insurance than they pay for their mortgage of their houses. So it's a real issue that our society has to tackle.
And Volunteers in Medicine, if you're just tuning in, is a nonprofit that's trying to address this gaping, glaring need in our community. Even a small donation goes a long way to helping the uninsured of this area. Just donate online at vim-jax.org. Lots of calls on this meanwhile. Martha is in Arlington. Hi, Martha. Good morning.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I'm concerned about the entrepreneurs and the self-employed. I'm a realtor, and I'm lucky enough to be married, and he has health insurance through Duval County Schools. But we pay a huge $400 a week or per pay period for my health insurance. And so if I have a bad year, I only make $15,000, and I'm still out all that money. And I talk to massage therapists, people that are self-employed, and it's just impossible for us to be able to afford things. And it's not right. We've got to fix this system.
Thanks, Martha. And I'm sorry to hear that. And so many people like Martha could benefit from your service, Jennifer. They're working, they're earning some money, but just not enough to afford health insurance.
Yeah, and this need is growing. We're having to open an additional day. We're looking at additional locations because we don't want to turn people away. We have good physicians that are volunteering, like Dr. Colon Otero. We want to be able to serve as many people as we can.
And by the way, Volunteers in Medicine is located in downtown Jacksonville. So you're looking at another clinic maybe somewhere else in Duval?
The need is growing, and I think it's going to continue to grow. And we serve Duval County majority, but we will serve anyone in Northeast Florida at our downtown clinic.
Doran is on the west side. Doran, good morning.
Good morning, Melissa. I have a question, and you might have covered it already. I missed part of the conversation. But we know that mental health is a real crisis here in Northeast Florida and across the country. And I'm wondering if Volunteers in Medicine offer psychiatric care at their facility. And if they don't, is that something they're considering for the future?
Thank you so much for that. Excellent question.
Sure. Yeah, we know that mental health is a huge issue in our community, and it's a very integral part of the care that we provide at Volunteers in Medicine. We do provide on-site counseling. We're actually looking at enhancing it by offering it through telehealth. However, for those that need additional care, we will refer to experts if it gets, if it's more of a in-depth psychiatric need.
Lots of people waiting on hold to share their stories about healthcare and their challenges in getting insurance. Stay on hold, because we're going to continue the conversation about Volunteers in Medicine after the break with some more guests, because this is such a vital issue. Thank you so much, Jennifer Ryan, CEO of Volunteers in Medicine, Dr. Gerardo Colon Otero of Mayo Clinic, also with us, a volunteer physician at Volunteers in Medicine. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
And in a moment, we'll hear from Florida Blue and two major hospitals in this area, how they're doing their part to try to get health care to the uninsured of Duval and Northeast Florida. More after the break.
WJCT and ViStar Credit Union are proud to present the 6th Annual Teach Conference, an event created by teachers to engage, empower, and inspire. Saturday, March 2nd at the Hyatt Regency Hotel. Tickets are $35. Learn new ways to engage students and empower yourself to inspire others. Bring a friend and get your tickets today at wjct.org/teach.
Your favorite holiday music is being played right now on the WJCT HD4 Pop-Up Holiday Channel. You can also listen to holiday music every night at midnight on 89.9. From WJCT to all of you, happy holidays.
We're continuing our conversation on healthcare right now, the uninsured of Northeast Florida and the vital work of volunteers in medicine. Now, of course, volunteer physicians make up the backbone of this amazing effort. We're going to hear from two major hospitals in the region right now as we welcome Melanie Patz, Vice President of Community Investment and Impact for Baptist Health. Good morning.
Good morning.
Dr. Jossie McLeod, she's Medical Director of the St. Vincent's Transitional Care Clinic. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
And talking about the insurance part of the equation, we're also really pleased to welcome Darnell Smith, Florida Blues Market President for this region of the state. Darnell, great to see you.
Good morning.
Lots of people waiting on hold to talk about their health care and health insurance challenges as we spotlight the work of volunteers in medicine this morning. Darnell, let's begin with you. In the first segment, we heard a woman call in who said she's a physician and that she herself is actually struggling as a self-employed physician to get health insurance coverage. Tell us a little bit about how Florida Blue is responding to these challenges for people that are struggling to get coverage. You're the largest insurer in the state, in every county providing insurance under healthcare.gov, the Affordable Care Act, as just one example. So how do you see Florida Blue's role in all this?
Well, over the past 5 years, we have been a part of the Affordable Care Act, and we've been the largest supporter of that in this state. 1.7 million people are covered through the Affordable Care Act, and approximately 1.1 million of those we cover. And so we've done a lot of work to really try to bring down the prices. In fact, this year, although I know a number of folks have seen their prices rise, quite a few folks, the majority, saw single-digit increases, less than 5%. We put forth a number of products where folks will have a premium and quite a few opportunities for first dollar benefits being paid by Florida Blue, rather than having to have the large deductibles. And of course, they're there. They're part of the product. And of course, everything you heard from folks, it's exactly what they're experiencing. And we're working really hard and diligent to make certain that we're dealing with that. The one thing I would say that we do, we're incredible supporters of Volunteers in Medicine and quite a few other organizations, because as much as we want to make certain that we're getting it all done through the products and all the things that we make available, we know that some folks simply can't afford it still. There's still 2 million people in the state of Florida who have chosen not to become a part of the Affordable Care Act, even though they are eligible. And more than 90% of them have would have subsidies, and with much of that being paid. So there's a lot of work still to be done and a lot of work being done.
Absolutely. Melanie Patz, let's talk about Baptist Health's role in accessing care, helping people access care.
So we're also working with Volunteers in Medicine and other clinics to expand access to care for people who don't have insurance. That's really our goal, is to keep people healthy and well in the community. And when we have people who come into the hospital who are sick and need primary care and follow-up care without insurance, then we work diligently to refer them to clinics like Volunteers in Medicine, Muslim American Social Services, Community Health Outreach. There's so many out there that are doing really fine work. Mm-hmm. We also have volunteer physicians who work with all of those organizations. And we have specialists who, from Baptist Health, who are helping with any specialty care that's needed.
And Dr. Jossie McLeod, you run the St. Vincent's Transitional Care Clinic, and they work to bridge the gap between hospital care and primary care. St. Vincent's is part of this solution in that respect, too. Can you tell us about it?
Yes. So one of the biggest problems that contributes to health disparities is the lack of a primary care home. So what the Transitional Care Clinic does is we take those patients who have been seen in the emergency room or who have been admitted to the hospital who did not have a primary care provider, and we provide that follow-up service for them, take care of those needs that they have, make sure they have their medications, make sure that we provide case management services so that we can provide them with whatever medical care they need. And our goal is to transition them eventually to a permanent primary care home.
Right. Okay, let's go to some people now waiting on hold to talk about health insurance. How are you dealing with access to care? We're getting lots of calls, tweets, Facebook comments. Here is a comment on Facebook from Ashley. I recently graduated culinary school and I still have student loans. When I tried to get health insurance, it was saying the lowest I could get was $200 a month, which was too impossible for me because I'm living month to month on small paychecks. I could never get a hold of an actual person when I tried to enroll, so I just gave up. A lot of young adults that I know, especially in the culinary world, just go without insurance. I'm just walking around hoping I don't die. Well, Ashley, if you're listening, I would encourage you to contact Volunteers in Medicine because you're working, you're a young adult, but you're uninsured. And that is the patient that Volunteers in Medicine treats through the work of volunteer physicians from all the hospitals in town. Go to vim-jax.org when you need health care. Let's go to Mylan in Ponte Vedra Beach. Hi, Mylan. Good morning.
Yes. Hello. Good morning. Yeah. Hi. I want to raise the question of taxation to help fix the our healthcare system. You know, we have the lowest taxes on gasoline in the world. You know, we have plenty of scope to increase taxes, you know, on gasoline, especially and also on sales of big cars and trucks. You know, other countries in the world have extra taxes on sales of bigger cars and trucks. You know, to help protect the environment, etc. And then general taxation, income taxes as well. You know, the current administration is cutting taxes, but instead of cutting taxes, isn't there scope to use instead to apply those funds, to kind of help with the healthcare system?
Yeah, I appreciate that call. You know, and that kind of gets us into a deeper issue about how healthcare is covered in the state of Florida, Mylan. That's Mylan in Ponte Vedra Beach. Let me ask you guys about this. Under the Affordable Care Act, former Governor Rick Scott and the state legislature declined to expand Medicaid eligibility to cover uninsured childless adults who were either at or below 138% of the federal poverty level. So we're one of the states that hasn't expanded Medicaid to cover low-income adults. And what that caller was talking about was, is Florida leaving too many of those people in the lurch? They just don't make enough to afford even a bronze plan under the Affordable Care Act, say. They just can't afford, as we learned in the first segment, they maybe can afford the premiums, but they can't afford the deductibles, Melanie and Darnell. And so that's really part of why Volunteers in Medicine is so important, isn't it?
Absolutely. And we certainly support the expansion of Medicaid. And until that does happen, and hopefully that will occur, we need organizations like Volunteers in Medicine. They do incredible work. And quite frankly, we even learn from them through some of the individuals who utilize them, things that we can do better as an insurance company. We not only support them by providing dollars so they can take care of folks, we are trying to learn so that we can go back, make changes to our products, so that indeed we can have products that work at the right price for folks. And it is a really, really big emphasis for us.
Yeah, expansion of Medicaid is critical for the health and well-being of all Floridians because there are too many people who don't have access to care as a result of the lack of ability to pay for insurance. And so it's critical, and that's another reason why we continue to support the free clinics.
Yeah, and it's really gratifying to see, Dr. McLeod, all the major hospitals in the region are supporting free clinics like this one.
Yes, indeed. The Transitional Care Clinic and the St. Pius Clinic specifically, we do support Volunteers in Medicine. We send patients there all the time, and we are actually seeing some of the effects of the lack of Medicaid expansion here. We have lots of patients who do move from other states, and they come with Medicaid from those states and are expecting to be able to have the same opportunities here. So we do have to, you know, find other ways to get them health care, and Volunteers in Medicine is one of the wonderful facilities and organizations that we can do that through. And St. Vincent's does support their efforts by offering lab services as well.
Oh, wow. Okay. Lots of emails and tweets and calls about this. People sharing their stories about their challenges getting health care. Terry emails the show, "I was a patient with Volunteers in Medicine while working for a small business making $10 an hour. They were a godsend when I lost my insurance. I was not qualified for state aid, and insurance deductibles were out of the question. With VIM's help, I was able to continue my well woman exams and receive some prescriptions. I am so thankful for their help and compassion for the working poor." Thanks for that email, Terry. Lots of calls at 549-2937. Have you been challenged getting health care in the last year? Nearly 3 million Floridians are without health insurance. We have one of the highest rates in the nation of the working uninsured. So that's why we're spending most of the hour today talking about the work of Jacksonville's own Volunteers in Medicine. You can donate to them right now at vim-jax.org. Make it part of your end-of-the-year giving. vim-jax.org. Susan is in Julington Creek. Hi, Susan. Thanks for holding. Good morning.
Good morning, and thank you so much for taking my call.
Sure.
I just recently heard a presentation that was called from Jacksonville Cares.org, and it sounded so similar to what Volunteers in Medicine are talking about, and I was just hoping you're cooperating. Is that one of the agencies that Volunteers in Medicine, and even some of the insurance companies or hospitals that are there now, the people on the panel now.
Yeah.
Do you know about Jacksonville Care?
I know about WeCare, Susan. I think you might be thinking of WeCare, which is a similar organization. Is that what you're thinking of?
Does WeCare do medicine?
They organize specialty care.
Okay, then I just looked it up and I thought it was Jacksonville, but maybe that's their website.
Okay. So, yeah. That's WeCare, and they help provide access to specialty care.
That's right.
Yeah. So that's another worthy organization. Thanks for that call, Susan.
Yes, I'm so. I have moved here from Missouri, and I was very frustrated in Missouri with our lack of medical care for low-income folk. And I knew people who literally died because they could not get medical care, preventive and appropriate medical care. So it's been very distressful for me to come to Florida and find that it's just as bad. And people don't understand how crippling that is when you have an illness and can't get care. So thank you so much for highlighting this.
Absolutely,
today.
Susan. Yes, that's why we're doing this show today. Darnell.
Yeah, when you look at the products that we do have for every member that's covered, when you look at preventive care, all those services are available free. They should be able to go and not have that particular issue. That's not a part of the deductible at all. Once again, we've worked really hard to make certain that we have a lot of first benefit coverage without having to worry about the deductible. But it's still an issue that folks are having to deal with.
Yeah, absolutely. Daryl is in St. Augustine. Hi, Daryl. Good morning.
Good morning, and congratulations to all you guys who are working hard to help with this problem. But I think the problem is not going to be solved by volunteers. The fact is, this country spends twice as much on insurance, pharmaceuticals, and administration than any other country. If you have someone like the lady that called that said she was from the culinary, if we keep her working, she is an asset to this country and will be paying taxes. If she gets sick, she becomes a liability that all of us have to pay for. It is in our country's best interest to keep everybody healthy, keep them working, and making money for the country and themselves. The profiting of health care by this industry, and I'm not talking about the people who provide the service, the doctors, the nurses. I'm talking about the pharmaceuticals and those other administrative, is immoral, unethical, and should be illegal. It is crazy to profit from the sick. Thanks.
Okay, thanks, Daryl. Okay, now he's touching on the politics of this issue. Dr. McLeod, Melanie Patz, in the 2020 election, I'm sure we're going to see a lot more discussion about how we handle health insurance in this country. On the left, we're going to hear increasing cries for Medicare for all. On the right, we will hear the opposite rhetoric, just saying that we cannot afford to do this. This is becoming one of the most, it has long been, let's face it, one of the most divisive issues of our modern political era, how we handle this in this country. What about his comments?
Hugh Green, our CEO at Baptist Health, asks a fundamental question, and do we believe if healthcare is a right? And if we do believe that healthcare is a right, then that changes how we fund it and how we provide it. And so that's a question that we need to answer as a country and as a state.
Dr. McLeod.
Well, we absolutely need to consider the importance of it. The patients that I see, the reason that many of them do not have a primary care provider is because they cannot afford insurance. So it is a huge effect, and they are not able to get the simple preventative screenings. So that's what it's about. That's what I like to stress for the most part in my clinics, to have a primary care home, not for when you're sick. You don't want to wait until something is going wrong. You want to go and get those preventive screenings so that you can, you know, prevent and know what medical issues you have. You want to get the family histories. You want to make sure you offer those services at a low or free cost.
Let's go to David in Jacksonville Beach. Hey, David, good morning.
Hi, Melissa. Great show this morning.
Thanks.
My wife and both my daughters are in the medical field, and I totally agree with the last comment I just heard about preventative maintenance. Couple of things I'd like to mention. It would really be great if the community on the retail business level could get involved with trying to advertise and get this word out through the theaters, any way we can, to let these, you know, more people know about these clinics. I'm a firm believer in preventative maintenance. It's like a car. You know, I haven't been hospitalized in a couple of decades, but I see my doctor a couple times a year just to go in and get checkups done. It's going to be difficult for anybody working a retail job, making minimum wage, you know, $15,000 a year, when these deductibles on the affordable health care plan are, you know, anywhere from $5,000 to $8,000. I think we just need to really try to push the community as a whole to get the word out about these clinics better, like you're doing this morning, Melissa.
Yeah, thanks, David. I couldn't agree more. That's why we're here today doing this, and we have such an incredible panel of physicians and healthcare professionals. I am the December Woman with Heart. That's a program Volunteers in Medicine is doing. So basically, that means all through the month of December, I am doing everything I can to raise money and raise awareness for Volunteers in Medicine. I'm even wearing this beautiful diamond Heart of Jacksonville necklace every day this month, which has been such a privilege. It is provided by Beards Jewelers, and Volunteers in Medicine is going to have a drawing for it at their Women with Heart luncheon in February. So in any way we can raise awareness about this vital work we're trying to do. Now, I'll say this one more time. Go to their website, vim-jax.org. That's vim-jax.org. And if you have the means, donate to Volunteers in Medicine. Even a small donation is going to help so many of the people we've heard from today on the show get healthcare, life-saving healthcare from volunteer physicians at the best healthcare systems in town. If you are listening and this is the first time you've heard about this free clinic for the working uninsured, call them. They will provide healthcare for you at no cost. It's Volunteers in Medicine, vim-jax.org. And thanks so much, Darnell Smith, Market President for Florida Blue, Melanie Patz, she's VP of Community Investment and Impact for Baptist Health, and Dr. Jossie McLeod, Medical Director at St. Vincent's Transitional Care Clinic. So many people working to help Volunteers in Medicine do this amazing work in the community. Thanks for being on the show today.
Thank you, Melissa.
Thank you for having me.
And have a great holiday, everybody.
Happy holidays.
Much more still ahead later. It's a live performance right here in studio by Yemen Blues. Don't miss that. But up next, why so many local kids are flipping for gymnastics. That's after this break.
So she said, we want you to come and decorate the White House for the holidays. And I couldn't believe it. I thought, my God, I came to this country when I was 25 years old, and now I clawed my way up through the cutthroat world of window dressing.
Join us next time for a special holiday edition of the Moth Radio Hour from PRX.
Saturday at noon on 89.9 WJCT.
Hi, this is Keith Marks. Join me every Thursday evening at 11 p.m. for Avant Radio, a show of curious music for curious minds. Each show is themed, curated, and contextualized to explore new music. Come get curious on Thursdays at 11 on 89.9 FM.
Welcome back. Well, it's a growing sport in Northeast Florida. Local kids are flipping for gymnastics. In fact, WGV Gymnastics in St. Johns County, that's World Golf Village, is expanding to meet the demand. Here with more, we welcome Candy Smith of WGV Gymnastics. Good morning.
Good morning.
And contractor and architect Brad Hollett. Good morning to you.
Good morning.
Okay, Candy, let's start with you. You are literally so popular that you've run out of room for your athletes. So there's a big expansion going on in World Golf Village. Is that right?
That's right. We working with Brad to get the building. We just started, broke ground, and they're digging and bringing dirt in. So yes, we're expanding.
Okay, so this is going to be one of the premier facilities for the sport of gymnastics, Brad, opening in summer of 2019, a world-class facility. That's pretty exciting sports news.
Yes, we were really happy to be able to design and build a facility that could meet the requirements for national sanctioned meets, where Candy can be able to bring in more gyms from around the area and across the Southeast U.S. to compete here. And so we're super happy to have built it exactly right with the right pits and the right sizes. And we're 24-foot clear height inside the building, which makes the building at the front end about 38 feet tall. So it's very high. Uh-huh. And we were lucky to be able to get approved to use a new type of tilt wall panel that comes out with the Butler buildings. And so this is a Butler building. They're the inventor of metal buildings, steel pre-engineered buildings. And so this wall panel appears to be tilt wall. So think like Brooks Rehab, their new building. And so it's a very beautiful building, but it costs like a third the price of what Brooks Rehab would have cost.
Interesting. So this is cutting edge energy and environmental design, all for kids learning gymnastics. That's really fascinating. Candy, why is this growing so rapidly in this region? You know, I took gymnastics as a kid. I think it's always been popular, but why is it really taking off, especially in St. John's?
I think it's the parents are encouraging, you know, parents like you that have done gymnastics, they're encouraging their children to get into stuff that is healthy for them. And people are more health conscious, they're more exercise conscious. So I think that we are encouraging our children to get out from in front of the television.
And get out and get active. And it sounds like with this facility, you could be producing the next Gabby Douglas or the next whoever, the next star, Olympic star, because this facility sounds as though it's really going to be the best in the region. Is that right?
I think so, yes. And we also have some awesome coaches. We've had our newest addition to the gymnastics family is Coach Fiogora. It's Coach Fig. I probably butchered his name, but it's Coach Fig. And he is our newest member of our family, of our gymnastics family. And so I think that he'll bring a lot to the table. We also have Coach Paul that's been with us for many, many years. So Coach Fig is a known name in the gymnastics area.
Now, Brad, what types of specs are necessary to design this sort of leading edge facility? It sounds as though it's not a normal build, not a normal job. Is that correct?
It's not a normal job. You know, some of the things, we're getting the pits the right size for your overhead bars, and we have the tumble track and the balance beams and several other items that go into pits that are large chambers down into the ground that's about 7 feet deep and filled up with the foam blocks. And then we have a tumble track that's also designed over a pit that has a safety factor in it. And so we built the whole building so that kids have enough space between the facilities so they won't injure themselves falling off of one or running into another one, or kids watching or participating on a different activity. So we were real careful to meet all of the national requirements to make it very, very safe.
Right. Safety is important. That may be the only thing that maybe holds a parent back from enrolling their child.
Yes, They do. They worry about injuries, but really it's any sport, you know, but at least with gymnastics, they don't have to take time off and have the overuse, you know, injuries that we worry about with some of the other sports, so they're year round basically.
Now, this new facility, which is going to be opening in 2019, will be state of the art, a world-class facility, after school programs, summer camp, van transportation. This is the whole shebang, it sounds like, if you have a child who has a talent for gymnastics.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Okay, and when does it open?
Probably in July.
July 2019. Okay. When it's really hot out, they can be inside in this air-conditioned facility learning this sport. So it's WGV Gymnastics in St. Johns County. They just had a groundbreaking for what's going to be a world-class facility in World Golf Village. So thank you so much for being with us. Candy Smith of WGV Gymnastics, contractor and architect Brad Hollett. Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
And have a great holiday.
You too. Thank you.
Thank you.
And keep listening, because you don't want to miss what's next, a special treat, a live performance from Israeli performers Yemen Blues. It's a preview of their special free concert in town tonight. Find out where right after this break.
When my mother's singing, take me by the hand. When my father's smiling, steps into the dance. We know it's old love. We know it's old love. Then my sister shouting at me, don't you dare. Then my other sister laughs like she don't care. We know it's old love.
They've got tons of fans, but also a tricky algorithm, so YouTube stars are under a whole lot of pressure.
The sort of labor of appearing a certain way actually takes on a kind of fatigue the same way like physical labor can.
I'm Kai Rizdal, burnout in the YouTube business, next time on Marketplace. Weeknights at 6 on 89.9 WJCT.
Next time on The World, a surveillance system for the U.S.-Mexico border, a kind of electronic border wall. It tracks people on the move. A reporter put on virtual reality goggles and watched a test of the system.
And it said, oh, 98% probability that this thing is a person. You could zoom in or even send a drone to look at it. You could see it's a person.
A virtual border wall on The World. This afternoon at 3 on 89.9 WJCT.
On the next Fresh Air, we look back at the year in movies and TV with our film critic Justin Chang and our TV critic David Bianculli. They'll each have their 10 best lists. You might want to watch some of their favorites over the holidays. I hope you'll join us. Today at noon on 89.9 WJCT, your community, your world.
Supporters of the First Step Act say it will deliver the biggest change in a generation to the criminal justice system. It's passed the Senate and it's expected to become law. What might this mean for America's prison population? And what brought Kushner, Kardashian, and Congress together to pull off this significant legislative win? Next time on 1A.
Today at 10 on 89.9 WJCT.
Welcome back. Well, finally this hour, they headline festivals all over the world. And tonight, the Tel Aviv-based fusion project Yemen Blues is playing Jacksonville in a free concert at the Jacksonville Jewish Center. They're in town courtesy of local music promoter Avant. We have a special treat as Yemen Blues joins us right now in studio with Ravid and Shanir and their instruments. Hey, guys. Good morning. Good to see you.
Hello. Good to be here.
Good to have you all the way from Israel, Tel Aviv. It's so exciting to have you in Florida.
Actually, we're kind of a collective. Shanir is from New York. We started in Israel, between Israel and New York, almost 9 years ago. And we've been traveling since then in many shows all over the world. But yeah, we're coming from all over the world, different casts, and definitely Shanir here is one of the creators of Yemen Blues. I started Yemen Blues 2010, and we are here to give you some love, I guess.
That's right. Now, tell me about the title, Yemen Blues. What does that refer to?
My father's from Yemen. I'm first generation in Israel. We are a Jewish Yemeni family. And after I discovered, after I was very influenced from Afro-American music, I discovered African music, which was the kind of the connection for me between everything. And this what made me go back to my roots and to the, I grew up on traditional Jewish Yemeni prayers and songs, and it's very much with the pronunciation of Arabic. It's very very similar to Arabic pronunciation and the soulfulness of the Afro-American world music. So it's basically, you know, we're combining a lot of things, but we're not like kind of trying to make like a very clear mix of anything. We just what's right for the, we just create music that sounds right to us.
And I'm so excited because I hate to cut you off, but I just want to make sure enough time to hear you play using instruments, the gimbri and the oud. And this is going to be such a special treat for the ears, everyone. Listen close because Yemen Blues is going to perform now for us. They're also doing a free concert tonight at the Jacksonville Jewish Center.
Yeah,
it's free.
Do not
don't
miss it because
and what
of
are you,
the rain.
What are you gonna,
the rain
yeah, I know.
Just,
the rain won't keep them away. What are you going to play for us?
It's just saying that we're going to have a better show, the rain.
What are you playing for us?
Well, we're going to play some kind of a Jewish prayer with
let's hear it because we're short on time. Here they are now. Yemen Blues.
Yemen
Blues. Let's hear it.
Are in Arabic, but this one is in Hebrew. Mm-hmm. מצרים בית יעקב מעם לעז ללילה יהרים תרקדו כאלים גבעות כבני צון יהרים תרקדו כאלים גבעות כבני צון מלאך הים כי תנוז הירדן תיסום להר מלאך הים כי תנוז הירדן תיסום להר הרים תרקדו כאלים גבעות כבני צאן הרים תרקדו כאלים גבעות כבני צאן מלאך הים כי תנוז הירדן תיסום להר חלמיש למעיינומיים ההופכי הצור הגמיים חלמיש למעיינומיים ההופכי הצור הגמיים חלמיש למעיינומיים ההופכי הצור הגמיים חלמיש למעיינומיים
It's Yemen Blues as they close the show for us. Go see them tonight, a free concert at the Jacksonville Jewish Center. Keep playing, guys.
See you tonight.
Thanks for being on the show. 1A's up next. I'm Melissa Ross. We'll be back at 9 a.m. tomorrow.
Support for First Coast Connect is provided by Baptist Health and the North Florida TPO.